Hello again, Bernie Miklas here with another YouTube video on my channel. Thank you so much for your support. Keep getting the word out for us. Please subscribe, tell your friends, family members, whomever to subscribe, and feel free to leave comments, but I'm having a hard time getting to them, and I apologize for that. Well, the Cardinals, they actually played an inspired game. I mean, it was a really, really wonderful effort. They dug in and wouldn't give up and eventually defeated the Brewers 10-6 at Busch Stadium. Unfortunately, you know, there wasn't a lot of people there to see it, not at least by the Cardinal standards. And I want to talk about this today because this is becoming an issue. And yeah, I'm going to be looking at some notes here. So I'd rather do it that way than not forget about some stuff. But what's notable about the Cardinals' attendance this year is, you know, right now their average attendance at Busch Stadium is sixth best in the majors, and there's a real chance that it could fall to seventh best in the majors. Now, that's certainly respectable, but it's a lot different from those many years when the Cardinals were second or third in average home attendance. And I think the empty seats reflect the times, kind of reflect the disappointment, even if you want to use the word disgust, with what's been happening with the Cardinals. So Tuesday night, the Cardinals had a crowd a little bit over 30,000, which set a record for the lowest attended game at home since the new Busch Stadium opened in 2006. Now, that doesn't include the two COVID impact seasons in 2020 and 2021. But in a, quote, normal season, on Tuesday night, it was the smallest crowd they ever had at home at the new Busch. And I hadn't realized that. I'm like, wow, that's the fans are telling us something. Y'all are telling us something. Not us. I don't work for the Cardinals. They're telling the Cardinals something. And then last night, even though, again, well, people don't know how the game's going to turn out, but the fact is there were 29,585 at Busch Stadium last night. So for two nights in a row, the Cardinals set a record for the smallest home crowd in a non-COVID season since Busch Stadium 3 opened in 2006. That's pretty amazing, really. But it's justified. I mean, I first of all, I don't like sports writers or sportscasters who try to tell people what to do with their money. You know, it's like, oh, you should go to games, or you need to stop going games because the more you show up, the more Bill DeWitt Jr., the owner of the team, is going to think everything's okay. Listen, people can go to the ballpark all they want. It's their money. It's their time. It's their perhaps social activity, their love of baseball, and no loudmouth like me has the right to tell them what to do. But that also applies to fans who don't want to go simply because, listen, again, it's their money, it's their time, it's their commitment. And if they are turned off by the way the Cardinals have just kind of gone down, of course, there will reach a point where there's going to be some fallout. And here we are. The other thing about the crowds, not only the last 2 days, but all season long, you know, the Cardinals and all major league teams, they announce attendance based on tickets sold. But, you know, talking to some people down there, the last couple nights, even though the attendance was announced at 30,000 and then 29,000 and change, the two games, there were a lot fewer people actually in the ballpark watching, anywhere between, say, 15,000 and 19,000-20,000. So not only did it represent the fewest amount of tickets sold ever in that stadium non-COVID, two nights in a row, that's not even a reflection of how relatively empty the place was. Now, if you're Bill DeWitt, if you ain't taking notice of this, then wow, I don't know what to say, because, you know, Bill DeWitt has said at times through the years, he's really bothered when he sees a lot of empty seats, when people buy tickets and then don't use them, and it concerns him. Well, I think he's getting the message. If that still applies, if he is still concerned, alarmed, bothered by that, he's certainly getting the message from the public and the people that are staying away. Fans are fed up. I mean, they're making their feelings known. And again, I don't blame them. I mean, you know, you have to decide. You're the customer, right? And customers don't like the way a business is being run. I don't care whether it's a restaurant. I don't care if it's a bar and grill. I don't care what it is. It's your money. And if you don't like the way things are going or the way you're being treated, then why would you continue to give that business your money? So we talked about the average attendance, and let's talk about some of the reasons. And there, I got about seven, and I'm sure I could have about 700 actually. So bear with me in this, in terms of, you know, I'm not going to get to everything that maybe you have in your mind, but you're welcome to do that in the comment section. Anyway, number one, Bill DeWitt's commitment to winning is being severely questioned. It's very much part of the fan disgust. There's the belief that the team payroll should be higher. Fans are disillusioned totally, in my opinion, by DeWitt's loyalty to John Mozeliak, the president of baseball operation. And this kind of fits into the belief that the Cardinals have gotten complacent, maybe arrogant, and they've lowered their standards. And I can see that because I happen to share that view. So DeWitt is ultimately in charge, and he's always been very involved in everything to do with the baseball operation. And as the Cardinals continue to lose and lose and lose and become less relevant on the national scene, the brand has been damaged. And the fact that he stays with the same baseball people running things just adds an incredible level of frustration to a fan base that's already pretty disillusioned. Number two reason, we have to go to Mo. It's Mozeliak fatigue. Look, man, I don't really enjoy sitting here to like blasting anybody, but we got to tell the truth here. We got to speak candidly. Mo's been running the baseball operation since 2008. He did a really, really good job for a while, but the mistakes have been piling up. I mean, really piling up. Been too many bad signings, too much wasted payroll on players that he brought in who didn't perform well. It's happening again. There's been too many half measure steps to improve the roster when bolder action was required. And granted, it's not like Mo can decide how much money he's going to spend. I mean, Bill DeWitt gives the orders on that. Mo has hired three managers previously who had no managerial experience in the majors. And that feeds into the narrative that Mozeliak wants a yes man in the job, someone he can control. The word puppet is thrown around a lot. And when Mike Schilt pushed Mozeliak too hard, well, Mike Schilt got fired. He got sacked. So, and that only increases the perception that he wants a yes man in the job. I think it's to an extent it's overstated, but the point is well taken, and the point is generally legitimate. Mozeliak has let important areas slide, like the drafting and development of young pitching. That failure is a huge factor in why the Cardinals have just sort of gone into the demise mode. It used to be a strength, now it's a weakness, and they never seem to have enough pitching. That was never the case many years ago, never the case, but they let that fall apart. Cardinals fans are disgusted. They're tired of seeing young hitters fail here, get traded for a low price, get next to nothing for them. And then once they get to their new place, they reach their full potential. Now, if you're a Cardinals fan or a media person like me who pays a lot of attention, this is just inexcusable. This should not be happening. And no one there has ever offered a good reason why it's happening. You would think they'd get around to, studying the problem, right? Number three, Ali Marmol. Listen, he's really unpopular with the fans. That's just the plain truth. And that's not going to change unless the Cardinals win and win big. There's also resentment because of Ali Marmol's attachment to Mozeliak and the fact that Ali was promoted after Mozeliak sacked Schilt, a manager who had won Manager of the Year award, and he finished third another time. Marmol isn't good for business. And I mean, that's just the bottom line. I mean, that is just absolutely the bottom line. Cardinals fans, and I hear from a lot of you, and I'm sure you have a lot to say in the comment section when you, after you finish watching this, Cardinals fans are longing for an established manager who has a winning background, credibility on the big stage, and a reputation for being a strong leader. If they try to promote, if the Cardinals make a change, if they try to promote another system guy, it's just going to continue to drain business, right? There's no reason to come back to the ballpark and be all fired up. I'm going to talk about this another time. I have some empathy for Marmol, but this is not the time or the place. He can only play with the roster that he's been dealt. And the Cardinals are low on staffing. They have fallen behind in a lot of ways. I think it's much more difficult to manage this team than it used to be. I'll leave it at that. But listen, Marmol is not popular, and that's the bottom line. And as long as this Mozeliak-Marmol combination is in place, it's going to dull business. I mean, that's just an obvious fact. Let's go down to the – and then plus when Mozeliak gave Ali Marmol that two-year contact extension in the spring after saying he wouldn't do it, well, that was another thing that irritated the hell out of fans. Number four, the messaging is poor, whether it's Bill DeWitt Jr., Bill DeWitt III, Mozeliak, managers. Instead of improving fan relations and making them feel better about things, most of the time these guys speak to important matters. They leave the fans even more frustrated and ticked off. I mean, it's like running for political office. You got to give people a reason to want to come vote for you. If you basically, in effect, talk down to voters and show them a lack of respect by, you know, basically revealing you don't understand why they're so unhappy, well, you know what? You ain't going to get the votes, right? Same process or same standard applies here. The messaging is awful. Number five, the Cardinals are a dull team. We know that. There are no true stars. And I'm talking about, yeah, Arenado and Goldschmidt have been stars. I'm talking about right now and where they are in their careers. And then we see, again, all of these young hitters who could be stars. We see them flop and fail and struggle and then get sent to the minors, or they get traded for a bag of nachos or whatever. Mason Winn could become a star. Alec Burleson could become a star. Could is not yes. But there's a long, long way to go for those guys who do have star potential. Now, the Cardinals just don't have a player or two or three to where even if you're angry with DeWitt or Mo, you know, you're going to say, hey, listen, man, I want to go down and see that guy play. I'm just going to go see him play. That's not really in play at this moment. Number five, losing isn't accepted in these parts, and the Cardinals have been doing a lot of that. Since the start of last season, they're 23rd in winning percentage. They have a losing record at Busch Stadium over the last 2 years, and they have had only four postseason wins over the past eight seasons. That's just going to slowly kill business. I mean, there's no doubt about it, because the standards around here are really high, and one of the reasons why the standards are really, really high is because the Cardinals fans have faithfully, loyally, dependently put money into the franchise year after year after year. And when that money is not being used properly to maintain winning, then your fans are going to wonder, well, what am I getting out of this? We're doing our part. Why aren't they doing their part? Finally, and I may have numbered these wrongs, but hey, listen, man, I never said that I'm the most clinical, precise video YouTuber, did I? Anyway, number six, this could be overstated or maybe not. Again, this is all about how individual fans feel. It's not up for me to say how they should feel. But there is concern over downtown crime, and that has to be in the list, on the list of reasons why more fans are staying away from the ballpark. Now, again, I know there's some other stuff, and I'm probably going to be doing more on this as time goes on. But, you know, fill in some of your comments with some of the things that you also would add to this discussion. I would appreciate it, and I'll definitely look at them later. That's going to do it for today. I may be back after the Cardinal game later with more here on the Bernie Channel.